Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text is from Psalm 103. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting to those who fear him, and his righteousness unto their children's children, to such as keep his covenant and remember his commandments to do them. We used to live in Southern California, and when our kids were growing up, Nanette and I made a point to take them on family vacations that included camping. This was lots of fun, and there were many beautiful places near where we lived, and it was cheap, which was important. From our home base in Los Angeles, we could go to adventures in Arizona, the Sierra Nevadas, and southern Utah. Very beautiful place. It was our favorite place because Red Canyon in southern Utah lacked many conveniences. For example, there were no showers, and you had to figure out how to make baby wipes an interesting substitute. So it tended to keep the less rugged campers away. Well, one day, we were in these Red Rock Canyons looking around, and we had seen Zion and we had seen Bryce, which are the main attractions, and we decided to go up to Cedar Breaks, which is at 11,000 feet. Of course, I didn't realize my wife had altitude sickness at the time, or I wouldn't have done it to her, but, you know, we did it anyway. We drove around the loop, and there were these beautiful wildflowers, and it was the end of the day, and these people were cavorting in these flowers, but because we had other plans for the day, we went back down the hill and decided to come up a day or two later when we had time. So we went back up to see the flowers. But in the 2 days intervening, there had been a killer frost. And those beautiful flowers, so vibrant and riotous in their wonder, were dying. They had wilted. They had lost their color. They weren't very pretty anymore. Well, as a consolation, we took a ranger tour in a hailstorm and went back to the car. And that was the fun for the day. So it's not just on hot days, as in St. Louis, that we can wither the lawns. Cold weather can do it too. Our lives are like this. We go blithely along, not knowing that there is impending trouble. And all of a sudden, hardship or calamity come along, and we're not prepared. Of course, as followers of our Lord Jesus Christ, we all know that it is appointed to man once to die and then to face the judgment, but there is still a part that would like to deny this reality. Somehow we might escape death. Something might come along and get us out of it. Maybe Jesus will come back. We won't have to worry about it. Until it is pressed upon us by a diagnosis, a crisis, an emergency or a disaster, we are surely like the grass of the field. We are temporary. We are ephemeral. We are short timers on this earth. And whether the means of this world or disease or accident or direct action of sin or other activities take us, it is in the end God we have to deal with in death. It is he that has numbered our days and continues to contend or not to contend to give us our life. And when he withdraws his hand and our breath, we die. God is not nice here. This is the alien work to be done. The sinful creature must be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. No matter how much good, no matter how righteous we would make our actions and our keeping of our covenant, there is a price to be paid. This is why, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to those who fear him, and his righteousness unto their children's children, to keep his covenant and to remember his commandments to do them, is really so disturbing. I don't find much comfort in it. Because I don't know about you, but I don't keep those commandments. We're ill-equipped. If we rely on our own reason and strength to deal with this alien God, we fall short. But because we finally deal with God as Christians, and as the Bible promises, God indeed loves his children. So this is not the end of the story. As in the story of Abraham and Isaac, God himself provides the lamb. God leads us into these green pastures and besides these still waters. He shows us not only his alien work, but also his proper work. He seats us in those fields where there is much grass, and we feast, as did the 5,000. It is in the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world that we too find our still waters, our pastures, and peace. He is the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep, the Passover lamb that God provides. Here we see the proper work of God, the work God would like us to see with eyes of faith, even when each sense fails. This is the one without blemish or spot, and this one that should not die goes to the cross and suffers and dies for the sins and the redemption of all men. He takes upon himself this human nature and submits to death on the cross for us. And it is this Jesus who fulfills the verses we have read that we cannot fulfill. And so our hope must be in Christ. He goes to death for us, and he declares us to be commandment keepers and God-fearers. And we get into heaven because God loves this Son. God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us and for our salvation came down from heaven. So we lean on Christ. We take him as the medicine, the balm for our journey through life and our journey through death. And he provides us with things to do in the kingdom, privileges to carry out for the kingdom of God. And as his children, we are about his work. We have the faithful charge of our Lord, and whatever our vocation or task, we carry it out. Our Lord is faithful to all who trust in his promises and who trust in him, and he even gives us this trust to ensure our salvation. He strengthens us through our baptism. He restores our relationship through the receiving of Holy Communion and through confession and absolution, and bears us up by his word through the difficulties of death, through the difficulties of this life, to our eternal home with God. And so it really doesn't matter if we are the grass of the field who will die in the next wind. We are with Christ, and God loves us. Amen.